Let's talk about those state pairings, Coach. Came out earlier in the week, and I know you weren't on the seating committee once again this year. And what do you think? Seedings, pairings, for your kids, singles and doubles. You got a couple of days. You got the weekend, but then you're right after it for the state tournament. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think they did a good job. You know, it's tough to be on the seating committee. You know, there's a lot of tough decisions you got to make, and it takes a lot of time to do a really good job if you're going to do it right. And just, you know, but I thought they did a good job. You know, I think our kids got seated fairly after looking how everybody got seated and the records for each of the entrants, you know, throughout. I haven't seen a lot of the class or East teams, so getting that information, you know, before the seedings happened, I had a pretty good indication where we might stand. I was a little disappointed with where we seated ourselves. They seated us in one doubles. I thought that was 11 seeds a little low, but you know, after looking at how things went, I think it was probably fair. We lost a couple of matches that we wish we wouldn't have lost, and I think that hurt us to move it down to an 11 seed. But no, I think it's it is what it is. It's all on paper. You know, so I told the girls, we were kind of disappointed, and I said, but we're going to get on the court. That's where it's all settled. So we're going to go out and play hard, and we'll see what happens.
Most of your girls did not have a first round. They got pretty much a bye for that first round, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, it starts out, they go one singles place first, and then it goes two singles, then one doubles, then two doubles, and then I'll go back around, and round two starts all over again with one singles. And so, yeah, we won't play till a little bit later, and which is good. You know, we don't want to have that early 9 o'clock match to give the girls an opportunity to get onto the woods courts and get a little warm up in and kind of get a chance to just get a feel for how things go and just get a feel for the atmosphere.
The Weimer's dogs are going crazy, aren't they?
Yes, they're nuts.
All right, let's start at number one singles with Abby Schneider. Your thoughts where she's at and her road to hopefully a state championship appearance.
Yeah, it'll be tough. You know, Abby's a 9 seed. She's 30-6. And round one, she'll play most likely Lexington, a team that's 11-15. Lexington, I think, plays Adams Central. So that'll be an interesting matchup for sure. But I would assume she'd probably play Lexington first. And that'll be, like I said, a good matchup. I think she'll have some success there. And then we'll play in the round two, the winner between Omaha Mercy and the number 8 seed Alliance. The girl from Alliance had beat Abby before, the only time we played her. So it'd be nice for Abby to, she's excited to get that rematch. You know, she's hoping to get that rematch. You know, later, I think it was one of the invites, Kearney Catholic maybe invite, and the other girl wasn't there. So that'll be a great matchup in round two. And then she gets through that one. Most likely she'll play the number one seed from Grand East. The girl was 29-1 and solid. You know, we played her before, and she's the real deal. That's why she's the one seed. So, you know, Abby, the first three matches, we'll have her work cut out for her. But, you know, Abby's a senior. She's been here. She's done that. So, you know, she's not upset about things, and she's ready to go. So we'll see how things go for Abby. But I expect her to do some good things for us.
How about, and just let's take it after that, number two singles and right into doubles, their pairings, their your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, Abby Thompson, a junior, number 4 seed, she's 35-5. Her first round matchup will be the winner between Alliance, who is 3-6, and St. Paul, who's 2-11. I would assume it's probably going to be Alliance. I think they're a deeper team as far as what we've seen this year. So I think that's a great first round matchup for Abby. She gets through that one. She gets into round two. Then she plays the winner between Scotts Bluff, who is 14-11, and Platteview, who is 31-11. Abby has played both of those girls and beat them, so you know, she's gonna have some big confidence going into that meet or that match. Even, you know, after playing her first round match, I think she'll settle in nicely. So that's a great setup for her in round two. Then she gets in round three. That's when you start getting the meat potatoes. She's gonna play the number 5 seed most likely from Omaha Duchesne, a girl who's 31-6, very comparable to Abby. Didn't get to see her at the Lincoln Christian invite. They're on the other side of the bracket. We didn't get to see those girls, but that'll be a great matchup. I think that'll be a fun one to watch. It'd be evenly matched match there to get into the semifinals on Wednesday. One doubles, Elizabeth McConville and Cassia Rogers are the 11 seed. They're 32-6. You know, like I said, I thought they maybe could have gotten a little higher seed, but you know, it is what it is. And I've seen a lot more focus, a lot more sharpness in their practicing this week, so it's been good motivation for them. They open up against Scott's Bluff, a team that's 11-13, a team they've seen a couple of times and had some success against. So that's a really good first round matchup. But you can't sleep on Scott's Bluff. You know, they're still going to bring it. They're going to be tough to play. Get into round two. Then we'll play probably. It's Elkhorn High, who's the number six seed, very solid team, against Pius. And Pius is, once again, is a pretty solid team too. But I would say Elkhorn is going to probably win that one. So we would turn around and play the six seed in round two. That'll be a tough matchup. That team, been watching them because Coach Holtz is the coach at Elkhorn, and him and I are pretty good buddies. And his daughter is a freshman, so just kind of, you know, keep an eye on his daughter. They've gotten better, you know, as the whole season's gone through. They've gotten a lot better, so that'll be a tough matchup. Number six seed, if they can get that upset, then they go on to round number three, and they'll play a very solid team from GICC, the number three seed. They're 25-3. They're good. They hit the ball really hard. They can place their shots well. They move their number one singles girl to number one doubles, so that's a very deep team. So that'd be, you know, two tough rounds for our girls to get to the semifinals on Wednesday. But you know, if our girls go out and play well and play up to their ability, I think they have a chance to do some good things on Tuesday. And then rounding things out at number two doubles, Kennedy Porter and Maddie Wilcox. They're the 12th seed. They are 24-9. They'll play in round one Beatrice, a team that's 19-13. We played them at the Kearney Catholic Invite just a couple weeks ago and beat them, I believe it was 8-4. So it was a good match. You know, I think it was fairly tough. I think our girls will be, you know, have some confidence going into that meet or that matchup. It's their first match is playing at state, but it'd be fun to watch those two compete. They've done a nice job. They've had a good week of practice. You get through round one, they'll go to round two and most likely play Gretna East, the number five seed. They have to play Alliance. I'm sure they'll have no problem with Alliance, and that's a good team. We play Gretna East at the East-West Shootout, and I think they beat us 8-4, so that was a pretty good match. I think it's an opportunity our girls can do some good things, but they're going to have to play really well. And if they get through Gretna East, the five seed, then they move on. It gets a little tougher. They play the number four seed from Norris, a team that's been pretty solid as well. They're 27-5 and played a lot of good East teams, so that's kind of how things set up for us on Tuesday. And hopefully, you know, we have some good, you know, I think the weather's going to be nice, but we just got to go out and play some good tennis. And just remember, we're the Divinity State champs. You got to go in there with that attitude and just go out and you know, and use that intimidation factor and play hard.
All right, I ask you this every year about this time. Who is the team to beat once again in the state tournament?
You know, looking at the seedings and how it's all played out, you know, I think Grand Island Central Catholic definitely has the inside track with all the high seeds they have. You know, Gretna East is a team that's really hungry. This is their year. They lose five seniors and a sophomore that's number one seed at one single. She's moving to Arizona, so this is a lot of fight in them. We'll see how they do. Of course, Scott Catholic, a team that battled us last year, they returned four. They're six. They're going to be deep. Elkhorn North, we don't see much of them at all. They've got some pretty high seeds. You know, it's going to be wide open. I think the Bison will be right in the mix of. We can get some upset wins, you know, in round two and round three. But it's going to be tough. There's a lot of good teams, a lot of parity. You know, some good teams have good doubles. Some teams have good singles. And I think the deepest team, though, is probably GICC. They have really good doubles and singles players. I think they're the overall deepest team. But like I said, it's wide open. It's going to be a great match, a great tournament to watch. And there's going to be some great matches to be played. And, you know, whoever can have the best 2 days on the court are going to come out victorious with the title, but it's going to be wide open. I think you have probably anywhere from 4 to 6 teams, I think, who have a legitimate chance to walk away with the championship.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the latest the state tournament has kind of ever been, or was it maybe last year, or is it this year? It seems like it's just, boy, it's really late this year.
Yeah, it is. It's where we get the dreaded, used to be Monday, Tuesday, Class A was obviously this week. They played Thursday, Friday. So last year, they got the dreaded Memorial Day break and had to come back Tuesday, Wednesday. So, yeah, this is by far the latest we've played. It's crazy. Our seniors have been out of school for almost 2 weeks, and it's hard to keep them focused on and being in high school for two more weeks. But, yeah, this is the deepest we've ever played into the summer.